Kellogg, Battle Creek, Michigan, December 27, 1871. Dear Brother Kellogg, I have been writing out the testimonies for Battle Creek in relation to things in the office. My view was quite definite in relation to the work in the office. I was shown some things in regard to yourself which will stand in the way of your being the man for the office. You were shown me as the head of a gang of hands. I saw that you were dictatorial, arbitrary, and exacting. You were also in danger of being dictatorial in your family. The above defects in your character would disqualify you for the position in the office. No one should stand in the position there unless he is kind, accommodating, and courteous, and forbearing. In the view that was given me years since, I was shown in regard to you that your organization was of that cast that unless you preserved a consecration to God and cherished a humble mind, the strong points in your character would predominate and your wife would not be happy. She loves you truly, yet unless you are watchful and guarded, even the precious love of your earnest, true-hearted wife may be shadowed and become dim. You can, by effort, change this order of things. When my husband was earnest for you to come to Battle Creek, I told him that I had been shown that your strong points of character would have to be seen by you and overcome before you would be qualified to act any special part in the sacred work of God. But he thought these things would not be sufficient to unfit you to be a burden bearer in the office. He thought you could learn. He was much attached to you, and he liked your earnest manner, and was assured that you had the prosperity of the cause of God at heart. In the last view, the things which I had previously seen were repeated with some things new. I was shown that you had earned means readily, and were in danger of spending means readily. You were in danger of failing upon the point of economy. The man who fills a position which you would have to fill in the office should be an experienced economist, careful in the expenditure of means, for he will be handling his Lord's money. You have an experience in doing business upon a large scale, and unless you have more experience, would not be inclined to look after and keep up the littles. It is even more important that the odds and ends be looked after, the littles be attended to, than the large business. For there are many businessmen which can do a large business, but the successful businessman must have a discerning mind and take in the littles, attend to little items. The man for the place must be a burden bearer, a caretaker. You love the truth. You love the cause of God. Your heart is in the work, but you need to discipline yourself and cherish humbleness of mind and simplicity. You are in danger of having exalted views of yourself. You have a good mind, good qualifications for a general businessman, but still you lack, and you need a work done for you by the Spirit of God. Men are needed in the work and cause of God with unselfish interest, discerning minds, good judgment, naturally sanctified by the Spirit of God.